Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ticket Texture says, if you guys ever need a creative new segment in the off season, have moms call in and shame regular listeners of the show.
Yes, please do. Calling all moms. How did your kid ruin your vacation? Trust me, Heather, it will happen.
Oh, I'm well aware. I was just thinking about times maybe I ruined vacations. Did I? I don't think so.
Drinking a...
My mom was there with me, so I had, you know, someone looking over me.
Uh-huh. Well, now we know why you'd let your kids drink at home.
You guys.
Apparently all the other kids in the school district
school. It's all coming together.
It's not what I meant.
I know, but we're not going to let it go. John, take your pick. Like, what story do you want to hear? Because we got a bunch of really good ones here.
Oh, boy. Let's go with 10. Anytime you see federales.
Kevin, everything okay?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a pretty good one. I have a brother that lives in Minnesota that we decided we're going down to Cabo San Lucas about 15 years ago. So, first class looks like all the way down, get down here, obviously, a few adult beverages on the plane.
Kevin?
Go down to the Cabo lobby. Yeah.
We need you to talk into the phone.
Ah, crap. I'm at work, guys. Ah, damn it. Oh, darn it.
That's all right. We appreciate you.
Put me on hold.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold. We can circle back and hear about the federales and Cabo.
Yes, I know. I want to hear that story.
All right, 0-1. Let's try again. Let's get to Gary, who had a whole week go wrong. Gary, you're on 97.1.
Hey, hello.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
You guys hear me?
Yeah. We got you.
Oh, okay. Hi, Heather. How you doing?
Hey, good.
I took a week off vacation. This is the week going into my wedding. On Monday, I picked my fiance up. We're going to go pay off the hall and do whatever else. Guy runs a stop sign, going 60 miles an hour, T-bones my car.
Oh.
This spins us around. We hit an ambulance that just happened to be sitting there going to another call. So they had to call off and take care of my wife. While all this is going on, I get a little ambulance chaser popping up in front of me, trying to stick his card in my face. Now, every day this week, something catastrophic happened. Now, this is leading up to my wedding. On Tuesday, I got to take care of the insurance, blah, 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 blah. Wednesday, my uncle dies.
Oh. Jeez.
Thursday, I'm using my wife's car to do the rest of the errands because mine's totaled. I come out, the car's stolen.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Friday, I got to borrow a car to finish everything I'm doing, go check on the hospital. They're not sure they're going to let my wife out for the wedding. She's like, no, I'm getting married on Saturday, and that's that. So Saturday, we have the wedding. She is so, they had to dope her up so badly. I had to hook my arm and hold her up, and I'm telling her, okay, this is your out. Because you're not sure, you can say you're so doped up. She does not remember to this day any of it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We laugh now because we go through the wedding. To remember any of it, she has to go through our wedding album. So, but on the plus side, this is our 40th year.
Hey, there you go.
The universe tried to conspire against you that week, but you guys found
refused.
A way.
Believe me, I was looking skyward like, is someone trying to tell me something?
Oh, my gosh.
Sherry, that's a wild week.
Yeah, congratulations on 40 years.
Thank you, guys. I've never really shared it on the radio. It's just, that was my vacation.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, appreciate the phone call. Appreciate you listening. I want to get back to Kevin and the Federales?
Yes.
All right, Kev, we'll let you skip in line. We want to get the story, and you're on 97.1.
All right, guys. Hopefully it's a little bit better. Yeah, I'm working on the line.
Yeah.
All right. So we take the flight, have a few adult beverages on the way down to Cabo, go to see Sammy Hagar for his birthday week. And the first day we get down there, my brother, can't find him. A couple people that we know said, Kevin, you better go find your brother. He just got picked up by the Federales. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I'm sorry. I'll try and keep it PC. So I find out he's in the sub post. You get held in the sub post for a certain period of time, and if nobody comes to get you, you technically get put into jail. Well, I finally find out where the jail's at, or the sub post is at. He's in the van on his way to jail, and he starts yelling, there's my brother, there's my brother. He gets out. They let him out. They grab me, take me to an ATM machine, make me pull out, you know, the amount of money that I can get on my ATM card, throw me to the ground. I still have a scar on my elbow from that day, and luckily my brother didn't have to stay in the jail because you're there for at least 72 hours. After I got him out, went back to the hotel, and I said, the next 2 days is on you, buddy. Because all the money I had to pull out just to get him, because he basically likes to indulge in the devil's lettuce. It was an undercover sting outside of the bar.
That was going to be my question. What did he do?
Right.
Oh, boy.
And I'm sure you don't hold that over his head for the rest of his life. Not just 2 days.
Oh, not at all. I made him get me a Beta camera at the time. This was like 15, 20 years ago. So, yeah, it was pretty interesting the rest of the trip. So anytime he got angry with me, I'm like, you're lucky you're out of jail. So he was lucky.
Yes, he was.
Sounds like you're both somewhat lucky.
Yeah, because it was not fun.
Oh, my goodness.
So, no kidding.
Federales.
All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Where's my brother? I don't know. I think the Federales have him. How do you start a vacation like that?
Well, you have to know what you can get away with in other countries. You shouldn't be bringing stuff in, especially a foreign country.
Yeah.
Yes. There are things you can do, though, that you don't realize you're not supposed to do.
Right. Do you have a story with that?
Maybe.
Oh. Do share.
That you don't want to share? She does not want to share.
I mean, I'll share it with you guys. I mean, I've shared it, but let's keep going. Okay.
Let's hear other people's stories.
Brenton McComb.
The devil's lettuce?
No.
Stoner Heather.
No.
Sorry, we'll go to Derek in Canton first. Derek, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
My story is about 10 years ago. My wife and I were in Punta Cana, and she never goes in the water. She decides to go. We're close to the shore. You still have no idea what she stepped on, but she sliced two tendons on her big toe and had to have surgery in the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
surgery in a foreign country too. Throw
That's
that
fun.
In.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're at a tourist hospital on a floor where basically it's 8 people who drank the water and my wife.
Oh.
And there was a major language barrier until payment came into the picture. So about 5 or 6 grand on a credit card later, she had the surgery, and she's lucky she has her toe. But it went from paradise to hell in one step.
Mm-hmm. Literally,
you have no idea what it was.
How much did you weigh the option between 5 grand and a toe? Like, how much is a toe really worth,
John?
That thing was hanging. It was. She's lucky she had it. It was.
Oh my gosh.
We had to do it. Mm.
You're just fueling John's don't go in the ocean.
Yeah.
No, it adds one more to it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. You go in the ocean and you could lose a toe. Could lose an arm.
Sure could. Brent in Macomb, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, I have one that relates to Heather's Mexico story. When I was in high school, 35 of us, I graduated with 120. We all went to Cancun. And I could tell a lot of stories about this trip, but I organized it, so I had to keep everybody alive and everybody out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And my best friend, we were playing pool volleyball, and he got sun poisoning so bad that it ruined the entire trip on the first day.
Yeah.
And then my friend Ryan, a girl, she ended up peeling sheets of skin off of his back.
Oh! Like he's a lizard, right? Like,
yeah.
It's a shedding.
It was, but I like I said, I kept people alive. My buddy almost got hit by a bus. I pulled him back, so he didn't. And then my other buddy, I had to pull $50 out of my pocket so he didn't get arrested.
But, what year were you there?
I graduated in 2000.
Okay, so we were there a couple years after you. I was there in 2002. It sounds like it was a very similar experience.
Yeah, one of the girls, Kristen, I won't say her last name, she almost died the first night because we had a 24-hour bar across from our hotel. And
she was trying to shut it down? Oh, man.
We all drank too much. And then Heather mentioned drinking the beer on the bus. It is amazing. I was 17 when I went.
Yeah, me too.
And it is amazing how they just force-feed you alcohol. We were on the bus with other high school
kids. They made you drink it.
Kids too.
Right.
And we emptied 3 coolers out before we even got to the hotel.
Yes. We were there when Dateline was there, so we were all featured on Dateline.
Oh, Girls Gone Wild?
No, it was a story about Spring Breakers.
This is the original version.
I still have it on VHS.
How about you go on vacation, and your one goal is to keep everybody alive and out of jail?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got their goals in life.
Mission accomplished. Some bumpy spots along the way, but they made it back in one piece.
So Dateline made a documentary.
Well, the group they were supposed to document backed out last minute. So there was other groups there, including us. And yes.
Any chance we could see this version?
We're not like the only group featured, but we were. Yeah. 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 We were on it. And I'm just thinking about what we were doing, and it's...
Yeah?
It was... Yeah. I think we were like, no, never mind.
I'm guessing it's probably more embarrassing for liking the pop culture things at the time than, like, what you did.
Sure. It was...
He's trying to throw you a life preserver. Yeah. Just take it. Just take the life preserver. You're looking at the clock. We got phone calls to get to.
The life and times of Heather Park.
Heather's like, we cannot get out of this quick enough. Don't worry. We're staying in this conversation next. 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury of any sorts is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an injury. You need an attorney that's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You got Heather squirming over there.
Yeah.
Talking about losing toes and things like that. Well, are you talking about my spring break?
Well, that you wanted to share some of it, but then you wouldn't share some of it. Yeah. You've left it up to the imagination of the listeners, which is probably not a good idea.
It's just, it's stupid. It's gross. It's embarrassing.
Which is all why we want to know. And John has been prying, but this all started because John brought up that his daughter, on her first day on spring break, got stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah. And nothing that's going to derail her vacation because while it was a huge welt to begin with, and she was concerned, never been stung before, we found the answer. We got her a cure, and she's back at it today.
And your stories have been flooding
in. Epic, yes.
Aaron and Fenton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a story that about a vacation that got off on the wrong foot, literally. So I was packing up the camper to head up to Petoskey for the weekend and going through the final, you know, inspection and locking everything down. And I came out on the steps and it had been just started raining. And I slipped and fell down the steps and landed on the last one.
Mm.
And of course, it hurt. I right on my side and it hurt. And so, after swearing a couple times and kind of dusting myself off, got on the road and I'm like, well, this isn't going to ruin the weekend or whatever. So it was painful as heck, but got up there and finally took a look after getting the camper set up. Took a look at, pulled my shirt up and looked at my side and there was quite a bit of blood. My shirt was stuck to me. And there was a big gash about a foot long up my side.
Oh, jeez.
And it hurt. It hurt. I'm telling you, like nothing else. And so, you know, I didn't want to spend the weekend in the emergency room or whatever, sit and waste my vacation time. So we had a decent weekend, but, you know, I couldn't sleep at night because it was hurting. So I went into the emergency room or the walk-in clinic on Tuesday, and turns out I had a couple fractured ribs. And the doctor said, well, there ain't much I can do for you anyways. The only thing is you got to, you know, not lay directly on it and walk around, and it's going to heal in about a week, in 2 weeks to a month. So...
Any stitches to seal up the gash?
Yeah. No, I just kind of cleaned it up with peroxide, and that kind of took care of itself.
Okay.
You know, over the course of a few days, it kind of healed up. I still got a scar there, but it's...
Yeah. And a hell of a story.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, that's right.
And I love the dilemma of, like, I'm not going to let this ruin my vacation. I'm not going to go sit in some...
Yeah.
No. I got to take a... You get a weekend up north, you got to...
Cherish it. Appreciate it, Aaron.
Blood-soaked T-shirt and all.
Kevin in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Kev, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I have a story here. Me and my wife, we have been married for 10 years already. It started going through a rough patch where we almost was like heading towards like divorce. And we decided to take a day to just go and try to recreate some romance and everything, because our jobs had us just going just crazy. So So we end up going up, driving up to Toronto. We're going to spend a day in Toronto, shopping, going to the theater, everything. We get up there. We do all the stuff we want to do. We enjoy ourselves. We're like, wow, this is great. We're dating again. We, on the way back home, we end up getting turned around. And instead of going to, like, Blue Water Bridge,
yeah.
We end up going to New York and coming over to New York. So we turn back around, drive all the way back down to Toronto, come back, and we turn back around. We get to on the way to Blue Water. We end up getting into an accident and have to pull over and have to stay over. And we didn't know where we were. We pulled over, and we were just, like, in cornfields. We didn't know where we were. Didn't have, like, the location or anything. So we end up staying there. We end up getting a car. We left on a Friday. We didn't come back home until Saturday morning. We didn't come back home until Friday because the car couldn't get the parts in there because it was an American car. They couldn't get the parts and everything. It was my birthday weekend. We end up getting back home that Friday night. We go to a Chris Rock concert for my birthday Saturday. I come back out. The car that I just spent $3,000 to get fixed ends up getting stolen.
Oh, come on.
And I say, so we end up getting, it ends up getting stolen. My team, I was coaching basketball. I couldn't get back home. So my team ended up losing their championship game because I wasn't there to coach and everything. But on the bright side, because we ended up having to stay in this little hotel, it wasn't nothing in Leamington to do. We ended up getting stuck in Leamington, Ontario. It wasn't nothing really to do. We ended up staying there. We ended up reconnecting and everything. 2 months later, she calls me. She's like, hey, surprise, I'm pregnant.
Oh.
And we ended up having our first son, and we've been married since then. It's going on 28 years now.
Oh, good for you. So who had the wrong directions?
Yeah,
who
we got to go back.
Who sent you to New York?
It was me.
Oh, okay.
It was me. It was me. I took the wrong direction. Like I said, we turned around. I was like, this is not looking like blue. Like we came. I'm like, by the time we looked, we were like at New York. We were like, oh, crap.
You didn't just kind of get off track. You went all the way.
Yeah. But, you know, so I told, you know, God has a way of making stuff. He has a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. And you got a kid out of the whole ordeal.
How come the son's over there?
Kev, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. All right, guys. We do have some college.
I had no idea I was going east.
We do have some college hoops to talk about. 9:35 college basketball fast break. We'll hand out our Cinderella picks, our Final Four picks. What do you make of the governor of West Virginia calling out the selection committee? All of that and more. We'll also talk about Michigan State and their spring football situation here. No more spring game. We'll do that before the hour ends. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, the final days of winter really bring in the heat. It's been really nice outside, but the first day of spring is going to bring snow. Because of course it is,
well, we don't
right?
want it to warm up too fast, right?
So today we're gonna see temperatures right around 70 degrees. So it's gonna warm up pretty quickly. A mix of sunshine and clouds sounds great, yeah. Right? Rain showers will move in later this evening. Temps are still gonna remain pretty warm though. But then on Thursday, the rain is going to transition to some snow. Temps will fall into the 30s. So enjoy it while it's here, because it won't be here for long. I mean, yeah. Of course it's gonna be back warm soon. But of course, like the first day of spring, hello, snow.
Jimbo, did you turn the
not yet.
AC on yet?
Not yet.
No? You want to make sure it's working, right?
Probably. If it stays 70 long enough, yeah, it'll be on one of these days. But Heather, no, I don't have to do it yet.
Not yet. This is interesting. A John Doe case that just baffled investigators for decades has finally been solved. So skeletal remains found in Ohio back in 2001 have been identified as a Pontiac father of two. So 24-year-old Anthony Gully was reported missing on September 11th, 1994. After he didn't show up for work, right? The rest kind of remained a mystery for a long time. His remains weren't discovered until 7 years later. And then, you know, another 20 years, finally, the identity of the person was solved. So detectives actually originally thought that the remains they found belonged to that of a woman. I mean, I don't know why they thought that. from skeletal remains, but they did. That's what
they could tell, the like pelvis and
maybe, yeah, I guess parts. So. Yeah.
Makes sense.
In 2023, experts determined that the remains belonged to that of a man, John. And then
what bones you find?
The DNA from the remains were sent to this DNA Doe project, and the whatever they were able to track down, like who they thought it could be.
You've already lost John for this story. Just move on.
Behold, they found out who it was. Family is now, obviously, it says it's bittersweet to learn the whole story of what happened to him, but also there's clarity.
Which is important.
And yes, and closure. So, Tracy Morgan, doing A-okay, thank goodness, after just puking there at the Knicks games Monday night. Turns out he was suffering from food poisoning.
That's it?
That's what he said.
It seemed like it was going to be a lot worse. Good for him.
I thought so, too. People were saying he could hardly stand up. He had to be wheeled out in a wheelchair.
Blood, vomit.
Yeah. He shared a picture of himself in the hospital and said, you know what? I'm fine. It's just food poisoning. I'm going to be okay. He appreciates everyone. Also, the people who had to clean up his puke.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of made a little joke at the end that said, most importantly, the Knicks are now 1-0 when I threw up on the court. So maybe I'll have to break it out again once the playoffs start. So go Knicks. Flex lanes on I-96 opened this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
So for drivers who have been looking at that big red X along 96 in Western Oakland County for months, are now going to see that green arrow if it's the right time of day, right? So the green arrow,
yes,
if you don't know, indicates when the flex shoulder is open.
Oh, that's when you can go.
If it's X, it means it's illegal. Do not use
this fresh pavement that we just spent millions of dollars
on. The extra lanes are expected to be available between 6 and 9 a.m. And then in the afternoon between 3:30 and 6 p.m.
Okay.
So they opened this morning.
Still don't understand that concept, but...
What?
Not being able to use the lane that's there because there's not enough traffic. Like, I just, why not?
You're saying if it's open, just have
like
it
if
be
you,
open.
If you took the time to build the lane, why can't you drive on it?
Yeah, 24 hours a day versus 3 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of feel you there. I get that. Let's see, one more. Oh, the trailer for Happy Gilmore 2 was just released by Netflix.
Oh.
It doesn't give us the story. Like, we don't really know what it's going to be about.
Yeah.
But it's out. We know it's going to be available Friday, July 25th. So mark your calendars.
Summer release. Yeah.
This is Adam Sandler's 12th project with Netflix so far. It's going to include some original cast members, obviously including...
Adam Sandler.
But,
how about Chubbs? Does he make a comeback?
Didn't he die?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, does John know this?
Yeah,
the ghost of Chubbs?
Don't make me question it, but I'm pretty sure he passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Julie Bowen.
In the movie.
Christopher
and
McDonald.
In real life.
Ben Stiller. They'll all return. There's going to be some cameos. Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Eminem. Lots of golfers.
Tay-Tay.
Her name's not on the list.
Oh.
As of yet.
Only Travis.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news. All right. Before the hour ends, the death of the spring game. MSU, the latest program to say goodbye to spring football games. Coming up next, college basketball fast break. It's 97.1.
If you don't like seeing yourself in pictures, you're uncomfortable because of the way you look, you're just not comfortable in your clothes, your skin, Ideal You is where you got to go. IdealU.us is where you can find more information, and you could be 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. And imagine what that would feel like, look like, especially in some of those pictures as we get closer to summer. That's right. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I went through it and I lost 50 pounds in those 40 days. I'm down 70 from when I started it. So not only can you lose the weight, you can keep it off and maybe even lose a few more. Book today and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. You can book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. IdealU is different than other weight loss companies. It works, and it works fast. We always want to see results. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures yet again. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us to get your body composition analysis. $150 value, absolutely free.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.